Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Fill Me Up Until I Overflow Friday. I am using scripture reference Romans 15:13 in the NIV that reads, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence, your power, and your anointing here on the Master's Call. We pray right now, God, that you would fill us up until we overflow, that our lives will flow with love, unconditional love, that our lives will flow with power, with your anointing, Father God, with your provision, and that we would just change the world because we are world changers. And so we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for allowing us to dial into this telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call. We thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for our TMC family of intercessors and those who dial into this call every Monday through Friday, that their lives may be enriched, empowered, and enhance as they begin their day. We thank you for Artists International and for the DS De Leon family, Father. We thank you that we are reshaping and transforming lives one at a time, God. We thank you for the vision that you have given, and we thank you for the mandate, Father. We thank you for the mission. And we thank you, Father God, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for the speaker, Pastor Derek Allen, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that as he comes forth, God, this call will go forth free, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper on this day because we are more than conquerors and we walk in victory. So as we approach our celebration week, God, we look forward to the great and new things that you have in store for us. We ask that you will bless the Artist Empowerment Conference and everything that is going on, Father God, in the world. We know that you are in control in Bermuda, in Bahamas, in the United States, and all around the world, God. You are in control, and so we trust and obey you and know that your will be manifest on earth as it is in heaven. So I decree and declare these things to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and it has been awesome greeting and seating you on this Fill Me Up Until I Overflow Friday. And at this time, without further ado, it is a pleasure to bring our hostess with the mostest to the line this morning to go ahead and take over this call, none other than my sister from Norcross, Georgia, Minister Kai Brown. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people and for that moving prayer and that fabulous tag, Fill Us Up Until We Overflow Friday. So I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greeting as you begin your day. Now, we know this call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the glory, praise, honor, reverence due his name as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. We are in the countdown mode to our week-long fourth anniversary celebration. That's right. It starts Monday, October 20th, and it will go through October 24th. And we pray you continue to join us each and every day because we are excited and we want to know how this call, how the TMC has blessed your life. When God gave the mandate for this call, he also gave us a mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God doesn't do things without decency and order, we know that anything he does will be based and founded in Scripture. And that scripture reference for this call is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer as Minister Tiffany did. We end this call in prayer with a benediction, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, holiday, rain, snow, shine, sleet, whatever it is, we will be here each Monday through Friday. And if you want to listen to the day's message, the current message, you can do so by calling in to 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. We want you to know that all the messages are recorded and archived from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. Also, if you want to see the prayer objectives or bios of the speakers, those are also located on that website. If you are feeling led to join our team to become a prayer intercessor, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, or if you feel like God is calling you to give a word on this call, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general minister, Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than our own Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. And they do this call to motivate us, to keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. The Kings of Artists will be at it again October 31st through November 2nd. It's still not too late to register. It's the Artists International 2014 Bahamas Conference at the fabulous Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. If you want more information or to register, visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com for more information. So I'm going to move out of the way and bring to you the man of God who is coming forth to bless our socks off. It's none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen has been pastoring for the past 16 years and is a senior pastor and president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married his wonderful, lovely wife, Beverly, on June 12, 1982. From their union, they have three wonderful children and several grandchildren, daughter-in-laws, and a son-in-law. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in the Mobilization for Evangelism, Meeting the Muslim Challenge, World Mission Today, Effective Communication, and Christian Leadership. In February of 1996, he attended the Community Bible Institute in New York City and graduated in May of 1999 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from the International Theological Seminary in California. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and wants to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner to find his way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Praise the Lord this morning. God bless you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away, man of God.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Minister Ty. Amen. Praise God. Thank you very much. Thank God for Minister Tiffany who offered a prayer this morning. Amen. I want to give it up also to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Amen. Roberts, amen. Our visionaries, amen. Those who God inspired through, amen, the Dios de Leon family to start this Master's Morning call, this prayer. Amen. And for all of those who host from time to time, my good friend Pastor Glenn John, amen, praise God, on Upline and Artists International, it is a pleasure and a privilege again to be with you today. I pray that what would be said today would be a blessing to someone on this call today. Father, I give you thanks this morning. I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. I am grateful this morning, God, for this opportunity to share this word again with your people. Hide me. I do not want to be seen, but God, I pray that you will be seen. I pray for that special anointing, that anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to us this morning on a topic, amen, to stay the course or staying the course. I want to use a scripture text taken from Philippians chapter number 3, verse 14. Amen. It said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I want to say to us today as we live in a day and time, it seems like fear is taking over the hearts of the people. And I am careful to include the people of God because even Christians, as I look around and listen to the voices, I'm hearing so much fear. We see so many things that are happening around us. And, you know, as a pastor, I'm a pastor here, as people said, in New York. I have to be relevant. I have to be timely. My message, amen, is not based on an evangelical message in the sense of evangelism, I should say, but a pastoral message, because as a shepherd, you have to understand the sheep. And as I envision and I look around, not just in our local church, but around the churches in our community and among families, I'm seeing a sense of, you know, death are taking place. So many people, I'm telling you, I've been alive for a while, and I have never heard of more people dying than I am hearing, even in this 2014, and having to do funerals and just things that are happening around us, that it is bringing fear in the heart of the people. So my encouragement to us this morning is to stay the course. What are you saying, Pastor? Is I'm saying to you, it doesn't matter what you are faced with today. It doesn't matter what life is throwing at you today, to stay on course. Do not get distracted. Do not allow what you are experiencing, amen, praise God. It may be debt, it may be pain, it may be sorrow, it may be setback, whatever it may be, to stay the course, stay the course, stay the course. Now, to understand the course is the path that you and I are on. On this path of life, we are faced with all, amen, that life throws at us. All that life brings our way. It does not matter who you are this morning. The course is set. The course is set. This course is called life. We live in a world that is real. And in this real world, I want to let us know that we are not the only life form that is here. There are other species alive in this world. Namely, we have mammals, we have birds, fishes, amen, reptiles, amen, amphibians and invertebrates, and just to name a few today. And I say that to say, because we are God's, I call it, highest creation, what he ever created, as a matter of fact, God created all of those things, but he made us. He made man in his image. So we are special. As a matter of fact, the psalmist said in Psalm number 8, Lord, O Lord our God, amen, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. who has set your glory above the heavens. And he talked about how God made man a little lower than the angels. You know, I'm saying something to us this morning for us to understand, beloved one, on this call today, to understand that life, as I would say in situations, life, it is happening every day. And, you know, I drew reference to these different species of life form that exist with us. The only one big difference is that we humans were created, and we have five senses, and we do understand, amen, that other species, they are also fighting every day for life. Oh, my God, this morning. So I hope you're hearing me clearly. We are human beings. We have senses. We can speak. We can think. We can communicate even in a more, amen, a better way. But even those animals and those reptiles and those amphibians, they also are fighting to survive. The ants are always on the move. The elephants are always moving in herds. Oh, my God. How many of you have seen, a band of roaches, oh, my God, trying to invade your house or your home? Oh, my God, they're staying their course. They're fighting to survive. Sometimes we see them and we take them out. Oh, my God, this morning. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, to stay the course. Stay the course. The phrase course is used in context of, amen, praise God, a war or battle, meaning to pursue a goal regardless, amen, of any obstacle or criticism. It doesn't matter what others say this morning to you. Stay the course. It might be hard. It might be a battle. It might be a war, my brothers and sisters, but stay the course. Some synonyms that I use, amen, for the cause is, praise God, or to stay is to be resolved, to press on, to keep driving, stand firm, hang tough, hold fast, see it through, be determined. Stick with it. Oh, my God, this morning. It doesn't matter what others told you yesterday. It doesn't matter the phone call you got this morning. Somebody told you to quit. Somebody told you to give up. Somebody told you this morning that you are not going to make it. But I came to disappoint that caller this morning. I came to disappoint even you this morning. If you are determined to give up, if you are determined to throw in the towel, if you are determined that you just cannot take it anymore, I am here to tell you this morning to stay the call. Oh, my God. And the opposite of synonym is antonym. And some of those antonyms is to stop. It's to leave. It's to quit. It's to be lazy, to give up, to cease, to, amen, discontinue. But how many of you out there saying this morning, that is not me. That is not me. Somebody give God the praise this morning. I would not quit. I would not give up. I would not throw in the towel. The Bible told us about a woman. She was known as the Shunammite woman in the book of 2 Kings, chapter number 4, verse 23 through verse 27. The word of God says, amen. So he said, why are you doing this to him today? Amen. Praise God. So just for you to understand the story is that this woman, amen, she favored the man of God, Elisha. Amen. Praise God. And the man would come in their community to do ministry. And the man, amen, had a servant. And as a matter of fact, the Bible said that she told her husband, listen, husband, even she gave him a hot meal, but she wanted to do more. And she did more for the man of God. Because of time, I will just bring it up and paraphrase it. So she found favor, amen, in the man of God, and the man of God found favor in the woman. And he asked the servant, what can I do for this woman? And he said, listen, sir, the woman, amen, she's married. She seems to be doing well, but she doesn't have any children or a child. And the Bible said the man of God prophesied to the woman that she would have a son. Oh, my God, next year at the same time that he was there. Amen. And the Bible said in due time she had a child. Oh, my God. But in the Then the child has been growing up, the child begins to have headaches, and the child died. Oh, my God, this morning, I am telling you that your situation may seem like it is dead. Your situation might seem like it is dying. But may praise God, this Shunammite woman, after the death of the child, she told her servant, listen, we have to pursue the man of God. But what amazed me with the woman is when the servant of God saw the woman and her, amen, those who came with her coming. He asked Gehazi, his servant, is everything well with this woman? And when he drew close to her, he says, is everything well? She says, all is well. How is your husband? All is well. How is everybody? All is well. But in the midst of her saying that, there was a child that was dead. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, those of you on this call, I'm here to tell you that we serve a God in the midst of everything that you might be facing right now. He is acquainted with everything. You see, it's not what you go through, but it's how you handle what you're going through. You may be going through this morning, but everybody doesn't have to know what you are going through. If you just stay the course, you may have a smile on your face. You may be looking like everything is well, but deep down on the inside of you, there is a hurt, there's a pain, there's a wantedness to quit, there's a wantedness to give up. But I'm here to tell somebody this morning to stay the course, stay the course. Stay the course. It does not matter what comes your way. Stay the course. Oh, my God, I'm feeling this word this morning. In the book of Philippians chapter, oh, God, number 3. You see, sometimes I'm telling you, you look at Ebola and so many Americans, so many of us, we are thinking, hey, Lord, what are we going to do? Stay the course. We have in the Caribbean, chikungunya. Amen. I'm telling somebody from the islands this morning, stay the course. Here in New York, we have a new one again that I think is all over the United States. It's called Introvirus D, amen, 68. We have like 3 children who died already. I'm telling you, things might get worse before it gets better, but I'm not going to quit. And I'm here to tell somebody on this call this morning to stay the course. The Shunammite woman, she came to the man of God, and she reasoned with him. She said, I did not ask for a child, but God gave me a child. And here it is now, my child is dead. But how many of us know this morning that God is able to raise dead situation? God is able to raise things. Oh, my God, that seems like it is rotting. Oh, God, it is stinking. All you have to do is stay the course. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so doeth easily beset us, and let us run with patience. You see, beloved one, for you to stay the course, it's like a race. And somebody said, as a matter of fact, amen, the writer said in Philippians 3 and 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. I'm going to stay the course, the writer said. It does not matter what come my way. I'm going to stay the course, run with patience, run with endurance, the race that is set before you, looking on to Jesus. He's the author and he's the perfecter of our faith. This morning I'm here to encourage you. The Bible said, praise God, in the book of Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, praise God, he said, I know, Jeremiah 29 and 11, I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, a plan, amen, praise God, for welfare, amen, praise God, and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Oh, my God, don't quit this morning. Stay the course. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm coming down. Oh, my God, this morning. So much to tell you in such a short time. But praise God. Let me just bring this home this morning. The Bible said in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 11, seek the Lord with his strength. Seek his presence continually. Let me say this to you. Stay the course. At some point in your weight loss journey,
Everyone feels this way, especially in the first few weeks. It is important to remember that every time you feel like giving up, amen, but you just stay strong and committed to your goal, that when you reach through it, you feel like a great sense of pride, amen, confidence, amen, and achievement. When you give in, amen, you go off track. You will end up feeling depressed, amen, like a failure. So stay the course. Stay the course, make you stronger. Build your confidence, improve your health, make you feel unstoppable. Praise God, you are on a journey. There is no going back, up and down, amen, of that is life. It is how, let me just say this correctly, I'm trying to hustle through, but let me just say this correctly. You are on a journey. There are going to be ups and downs, and that is life. It is how you react, amen, in the low state to temptation. It's how, amen, and to the moments of weakness that will define your life. These moments happen to everybody, but it is how you deal with these moments that will determine your outcome and whether you reach your goal. Hear what somebody says. Do not wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Do not wish, amen, it was less, you had less problems, but wish you had more skills. Don't wish you, amen, you had less challenges. Wish for more wisdom. Oh my God, this morning, I will have to bring this message to a close, but I'm here to tell somebody this morning, stay the course. It does not matter what life throws your way. Stay the course. God bless you. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
So much, Pastor Allen, for that amazing word. Stay the course. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the man of God who blessed us this morning with stay the course. Continue to keep him. Continue to lead and guide him. Refill him to overflow. Continue to be with his family. Bless his ministry as he continues to glorify you, oh God. Father God, you know every need on this line. We ask that you meet those needs, those spoken and unspoken. Father God, you know that we desire your will. We desire to stay the course, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that your course for us is best. Father, let your grace abound. Let your mercy reign on your people. Touch the hearts of the bereaved. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Comfort them in this time, O Heavenly Father. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease are names, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father, we thank you for the Des De Leon family. Keep them in your care, O God. Give Miss Olga the wisdom she needs to usher in your will for Artists International. We thank you for the two fabulous women of God who co-founded this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Continue to keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you, O Lord. Father, bless your people. Love your people. Continue to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. We know this is Friday, which is Prayer Request and Praise Report Friday, and we also want to remind you that you can stay on the line for that, or if you'll be going over to the MMC call, that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, the Artists International Empowerment Conference is coming up October 31st through November 2nd in the Bahamas at the fabulous Atlantis Resort. If you want to listen to this message again, stay the course. You can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. Again, immediately following the benediction, the next voice you will hear is none other than our fabulous, amazing, marvelous co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as she comes forth to host the Praise Report and Prayer Request. Man of God, would you please come forward and bring us our benediction?
Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I apologize if the tape wasn't clear enough. But we thank God this morning. Amen. Praise God for this opportunity to share this word today. I would encourage somebody again, regardless of what we're faced with, amen. We in a real life, this is real life experience, amen. We didn't ask to come here, but we're here already. So all we got to do is stay focused, stay the course, amen. God is in control. Father, we give you thanks and praise this morning. It's another opportunity, oh God, that you have to us, Lord God, that we can come even and share even these moments. So, Lord God, I pray for somebody who received this word, someone who was about to give up, but God, something that was said this morning, help them, oh God, to have a change of heart. You continue to work in their lives. Continue to bless and keep us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. You remember that you're the head, you're not a tail. You are a victor, you're not a victim. You're destined for greatness. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. And the earth belongs to God. God bless you this morning is my prayer. Back to you, my sister.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome word. This is Pastor V. I tell you, Pastor Allen, every time you come, you bring an on-time word. Thank you for encouraging our hearts. You know, as ministers of the gospel, that has been so speak against the spirits of fear and confusion and just remind us to stay the course, focused and faithful and firm in God and his word. So thank you again so, so very much for coming on and just ministering to our hearts and encouraging our hearts and reminding our hearts what the word says, not our emotions, but what the word says. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, thank you to our host this morning. We so love and appreciate you, Minister Kai. Thank you for stepping in and being, as I often say, the hostess with the mostest, just being that woman of God that you have been for this call. We are grateful, and your gracious demeanor is more than we could ever ask. And I am so grateful for Miss Tiffany. I tell you that you guys, many of us, if we lived out on the West Coast, I don't know how faithful we would be. So I thank you, Miss Tiffany, from bright and early with your sunshiny, spirited voice, welcoming God's people to the call. Well, we know what today is. It is Friday. And on Friday, we have been faithful by God, by God, by God. It's going to be 4 years next week. Our exact date of we started this journey, October 25th. 2010. So starting on Monday, we will begin our Founders Week, and I'm encouraging you all to be on. Many of you all remember Joseph B. Washington will be kicking off our week with the Breaking the Spirit of Average. He has a new series, Running on Broken Heels, that is just off the chart. We're so grateful that he'll be opening us up on Monday, as we also will be celebrating 7 years for our godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. We're going to just give her a shout out of love. So all week long, we have awesome surprises, but we want you to prepare your heart. We're going to have a space and a time each and every day for some of you to come on and just say what the call has meant to you, how it's blessed you. We don't want to hear from just the same few. We always know and love Miss Jackie lets us know, and Miss Siobhan and Miss Jamie. We're grateful for that, but it's the more of you all. I'm looking at this board each and every day. We would love, 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 love to hear from. So just prepare your hearts as we'll begin on Monday of next week. But let's spread the word. Let everybody know. We will be kicking it off on Monday with Minister Joseph B. Washington, who is not in Atlanta anymore. He's relocated down to Greenville, South Carolina. But we are excited that he will open up our week and many more surprise speakers as we go through who have been with us in our four-year journey. Well, today we want you to hit that *6 button and come into queue and one, and this is the time that we always take each and every Friday to hear your prayer requests, to celebrate with your praise report for what God has done, is doing, will do in your lives. We know prayer changes things. That's what the old saints say. It is so real and so true that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're encouraging you, giving you a minute drop into Q and give us your prayer request, and we will bombard heaven. We will lock in agreement. We will say what the word says about it and watch God show up and show out in our behalf. All righty, we're going to start off this morning from our very, one of our favorite voices out of that silly area. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Siobhan. Welcome to the Master's Call on this faithful Friday.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. What can we do for you this morning?
I have a prayer request in regards to my dear brother, Nathaniel. He had to go in for a doctor's appointment, and they ended up doing a outpatient surgery for his leg, and he had to get 2 stents in his leg. To me, he's considerably young because he's only 36. And for them to have to do this operation because there was no blood circulation going to the lower level of his leg. So his recovery is what I'm praying for because he's in a very lot of pain, and so that his recovery comes through well. Also, I'm asking prayer for my cousin Derek. He is another young man. He's only 34, and he said he just didn't feel right. He went over to his mother's and was just breaking up stuff that was actually his. And so one of my cousins took him to the psych, and they did decide to admit him. He has family and all, and so praise God, nobody else was injured except personal items, and so, of course, those things can be replaced. But I'm just asking that the Lord would, you know, whatever the situation is, God just brings them through it. And also, prayer for all of our artist family that are still working, like myself, towards going to the Bahamas. I have my passport appointment today, praise God, and just that for all of everyone else who is aiming to go. And I know you mentioned about those directives, so I'm working towards that as well. Thank you all, and y'all have a blessed weekend.
Amen.
Oh, one
you.
Other thing.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow in Philadelphia is the American Cancer Society Walk, so some of us are going to participate with that. So we pray that, you know, God will have us meet up with those women that or men that we need to meet up and make those particular contacts with and share whatever aspects of our business that God would have for them to have a need of.
All right. So it's in Philly tomorrow?
Yes, yes.
Great. All righty. We will definitely be praying for the same great success during that walk that we've experienced in Dallas and Houston and New Jersey and Atlanta. So I know as it goes across the country. And let's not forget, it kind of loses a lot of the spotlight because of us rightfully so celebrating Breast Cancer Month. But this is also Domestic Violence Month. Their color is purple. And we know from statistics how very, very many women are experiencing domestic violence every 7 minutes here in the United States. So we want to keep that in prayer also. All righty. I think this is New Jersey. Ms. Benita, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning. Pastor V, yes, it is New Jersey. And this is Benita. And I just want to thank that for that word because that really spoke to me. I'm on my way in for a procedure, which is part of what I do, and, you know, being proactive with my health. So it's time for the colonoscopy, and that's not been one of my favorite things to do, but, you know, in order for me to, you know, be healthy and do what I have to do, because I hear so often you can't sell a dream looking like a nightmare. So I'm just on my way in, and I already know just from that word it's all going to be okay. So I appreciate that word, and I appreciate you guys, and thank you for everything that you're doing.
All righty. We love you so much, and we will definitely be lifting you up in prayer, already speaking that the procedure goes all well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So good to hear your voice, sweetheart. All right, we're going to journey on out to Indianapolis, to Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and my TMC family. I want to thank God for that word this morning. It brought my mind back to just a few days ago. I was in the store shopping for some traveling items for the trip to the Bahamas. And as I was there, this young man walked up, and he was looking for Clorox wipes and handy wipes and everything he could find for germs. And as he was standing there and I was pointing them out to him, he said, "I'm going to get all of these. You need some. You need some. You better get some. If you're traveling out of the country, if you're traveling anywhere, you better get some. Get you some masks. Get you some masks." He was so full of fear. And as I stood there and I just smiled at the gentleman, and I thought to myself, I don't live in fear. And the only thing I really need to take along with me is Jesus and my Lviv, and I'm going to be all right. So I praise God for that message this morning. But I also wanted to call in and request prayer for a young man by the name of Michael Gibbs. Michael had surgery to have his prostate removed this week, earlier this week. He had cancer in his prostate, and they removed it. When they got him up to walk around, he just collapsed and just fainted cold. They did ran some tests on him and found out that he had a blood clot in his lung. So please keep him lifted up in prayer. They did keep him in the hospital rather than release him. So keep him uplifted in your prayers as he goes through this journey. And also a prayer request for the Archie family. I attended a funeral yesterday for their brother. They just had a funeral last week for an uncle, and they buried their brother yesterday at a young age of 53. So keep that family uplifted. And the sisters, there's two sisters in that family. The older sister, when I was coming along, was my best friend. The younger sister was my younger sister's best friend. Well, the older sister and I, as we got older, we went our different ways. But the two younger sisters stayed in contact and remained best of friends. While we were there, we found out that the younger sister has a daughter that has pancreatic cancer. Now, I did talk to her about the Artist products, and we do have an appointment to get there to talk to her about that. But keep Nikki uplifted in prayer as she battles this pancreatic cancer, because she is very young. I think she's in her 30s, so keep her lifted up in prayer.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hugging your neck and seeing that pretty smile in the Bahamas in 2 weeks. Wow. We are down to 2 weeks. All righty. We go head out to Tampa, Florida. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Joni.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thanks, Pastor Ellen, for that word. It was on time. I just want to say I'm doing a little better. I'm not complaining. That's one good thing. So I just thank the Lord for that. I just want to ask for prayer for Kenneth Banks. He needs a job. I just pray God open that employment door and just let him walk through there and go in there and do what God wants him to do as an employee and be obedient to his word. So just keep, we just want to keep him lifted up in prayer right now. And I thank y'all for your prayers. Love you.
And love you more. And it's always so good to hear your voice. Okay, is there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? I want to thank all of you again for your prayers last week for the celebration of the agricultural breakfast in honor of my father. Well over 300 people showed up 6:30 in the morning to honor him at Prairie View A&M University. But I think many of you all know my father taught for 60 years. And it was his only job that he ever had all his life out of college. And it was just awesome. And when my older brother got up to speak for the family, I think all of us were crying. So just to see the love and to hear how he had affected so many people's lives on that campus, and the scholarship fund was just hit the budget and above. And my mother turned 91 this past on the 15th, and it was the best birthday present she could have ever had. So we just praise God for your prayers, and everything went so well. And Miss Josie is a very happy camper right now, 91 years young, and walking and talking strong. So every day we fill her up with her member charge. Some days I need to cut it out. Lord, she remembers too much. But she's on the Levine, Cran Island, everything, and walking and talking strong and good. So I thank you all for your prayers, and I wanted to definitely give that praise report. We also want to continue to pray for the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference. Spoke with Reggie, and registrations are still moving a little slow, so we want to pray for that. We have probably about 120 coming from America, but we are excited about those that are coming. And as I say on this call and on the MMC call each and every day, that everybody can participate in going to those prayer directives and keeping that conference covered in prayer, especially since we're in this season of Halloween where it's so much demonic activity. We need to fortify our faith, stay in the course, as our man of God told us this morning, for prayer. Well, all righty, I think everybody has it, that everybody